Howdy, folks, and welcome to the Moose Podcast, number 477. How you folks doing? Trust you're doing well. A little early, but happy Turkey Day to you. It's coming up a couple days away, but I think we should be thankful every day, but I'm glad at least one day here we take time to enjoy it with our families and say thanks for all that we are so blessed with. It's going to be a great week. Great week. Appreciate you spending a little bit with me. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded by the Adobe Beta Podcast. You know, everything else in the system has gone to non-beta, but the actual podcast part still beta. I'm not sure why, but that's what I'm using. Hope it works for you. Now, remember, you can head to the blog post on the website, moosebeers.com. If you don't normally do it, maybe this is the week you want to, because the photograph illustrating this week's podcast, to me, is outer-worldly. It's amazing. You can also listen to the podcast on your favorite places like iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, of course. And my website has the transcript. And Spotify and YouTube, you can use comments, but Spotify is where I'll have a conversation with you. I'm here to help any way I can. You know, I hate to say this, but Christmas is just a month away. Ugh, gosh, I just like, I hate seeing Christmas come out in August in Costco. But anyway, if you need suggestions to give to your spouse for stuff under the tree, hey, I'm your guy. I can help you spend your spouse's money really fast. So reach out. I'm here to help any way I can. I posted, I want to say, in the last couple of weeks about the battery door for the compartment on like the Z8, Z6, all those little, they use the ENEL15C battery. Somebody had broken it, wondered where you find it. Well, you can actually, Nikon sells their parts. That's easily said. Finding the part number to then put in the spot to order it, that not so easy. Because you go to the part website and you put in, say, battery chamber door to Z8, it says not found because it doesn't do any, it needs numbers. Well, I found the way to make it work for anybody looking for that post this week. It's something I can't just describe. You got to look at a few links for it to all make sense. But that blog post answering how you get parts, like the door on the grip for like the Z6-3 or the Z8, which I found a person who popped it off and it comes off easily. And then it went down a crack and it was gone. How you can just order it, not get any people involved. So keep an eye out for that blog post this week. And yes, the couple of you asked about the Moose Report for Yellowstone. It will be posted this week for October, and then after Thanksgiving will be the one for November. So my apologies, life's gotten keeping me busy. So those video reports will be posted, I promise. But I really appreciate you holding my feet to the fire to make these things done and hearing from you. I'm very grateful for that. This week's book recommendation is one that I think everybody, no matter just photographers, everybody on the planet should read. I read it twice and then I listened to it on Audible. So some people consider that reading, but so I've gone through the book three times. The book is AWE, AWE, by Dacre Kautner. It is, as its subtitle says, the new science of everyday wonder and how it can transform your life. It is in some ways anecdotal. It's some really dry science. It is in many ways just phenomenal. Why do you get goosebumps? Why do you tear up sometimes when you see certain events? Why does it stop you in your tracks and leave you speechless? Awe is this thing that perhaps has been lost in many's lives, and this book, it's not going to instantly bring it back, but you're going to start recognizing it, understanding it, and your life will get better, and so will your photography. This is the most unphotographic book that is so essential to your photography that I've ever read. So the book is Awe, Dasher Keltner. Look for the link in the blog post there on the website. Well, you might have heard Black Friday is coming. I think it's Black Buying Month, or maybe quarter, because I've been seeing it for weeks and weeks and weeks already. Well, Bedford's is no slacker in the Black Friday deals. They have Black Friday sales throughout the whole store. They have Black Friday Nikon deals on top of that. And you mentioned Moose when you check out. After all those sales, you're going to see another 5%. It's crazy. I don't think it's black. I think it's about as rosy as you can get when it comes to buying things. Wow. And Bedford's, I know for a fact, they've laid in a whole bunch of inventory. They've got some amazing prices. And Nikon's got some really big rebates right now that erase the tariff, blah, blah, blah. I think it's $800 off on a Z8. That's crazy numbers, plus everything else. So Bedford's, they got the inventory. They got the people. I love their people. They've got the pricing, and they have the Moose discount. Why would you go anywhere else? I know some places you have friends and stuff, but hey, when you can save real money that you can put to going out and take pictures, I'm going to go there all the time, put that money in my pocket so I can go outside and experience some awe. That's Bedford's. Thanks for sponsoring the Moose Podcast. Very fortunate that once a year I get to spend 8 days in New Mexico on the Philmont Scout Ranch, just outside Cimarron, New Mexico, on the Santa Fe Trail. It's in a part of New Mexico I most people have no clue, unless you're a scout, that it exists. You've got peaks that are over 10,000 feet. You've got critters. You've got the amazing New Mexico landscape. And I get to teach landscape photography to 20 folks every fall out there. And it's just a spectacular venue in which to be inspired. And we have New Mexico sunrises and sunsets. We have starry skies. We have fall color. It in those 5 days, you have every aspect of landscape photography you can imagine, which one year was even snow. So we go out in the morning, we shoot, have class session midday when the light's hard, and then we go back out and shoot the evening. At the end of those 5 days, one of the participants, Doug, really nice guy, Methodist minister, works in a big city ER. Hats off to you, Doug, for that. Gotta be really something else. Anyway, he comes up to me and he says, there's a book talks about what you've been talking about all week. I said, there is. And I'm thinking, photographic book, f-stop, shutter speed, lenses, something. And he says, the book is Awe. I said, Awe what? No, he goes, that's the book, A-W-E, by Dasher Keltner. And I'm like, really? He said, that book is what you've been teaching all week. Well, when someone tells me that, right, I got to go get it. Because to be honest with you, trying to summarize weekly in a podcast or in articles or blog posts and Instagram stuff, trying to summarize all that goes on behind the camera is really challenging, sometimes even frustrating. So before I got home, the book Awe had been delivered. I instantly dug into it. And Doug was right. It is an amazing book that will transform your photography. I'll say it again. It's a book that will transform your photography. I hear from many of you folks. I'm very grateful for that. And many are seeking the shutter speed f-stop, what lens do you recommend, questions. And if you read the book, you won't have that anymore. You won't. You can't just read it and say, I finished the book. Like I said, I read it twice, listened to Audible once. And I'll probably read it again here in 6 months, which is my MO for really books that make a difference. How can this help your photography? Well, that part, you're going to have to do a little investing. You're going to have to actually disconnect from all the technical bullshit you hear and actually tap more into why did you stop and look in the first place? And then is that what you're seeing in viewfinder? Now, it's real easy when you get to a situation that is just like it's the first time you ever see it and you are experiencing awe. But the way a lot of people, at least I should say photographers, do that is they just shoot the bejiggers out of it. Tens of thousands of images. And that's a natural response. But getting down to that one shot that expresses that awe you felt when you got to the rim of the Grand Canyon, you got to the top of the peak in Yosemite, when you have in front of you that grizzly bear in Yellowstone or the crashing coast of Maine. What, you know, that sensory emotional response to that moment, translating it to that camera, is where many fall short and they feel like they're not worthy of what they've done. The Book of Awe will get you there. There are all these different physiological things that happen that I'm sure you're aware of, but you don't necessarily translate them to that click. Less is more really is part of awe. And seeing awe doesn't require going to those locations. Sensing awe could be as simple as Dr. really says very quickly, as going out your front door and just being grateful for what you've got then, there, and just taking that in. That's pretty simplistic. It's pretty powerful, right? You don't need to have million-dollar homes or million-dollar views, $1 million worth of camera gear or cars. If you just simply go out your door and you just take a moment, the awe of the moment will find you. And then when you, for lack of better terms, practice this more, you'll start recognizing it more. And when you recognize it more, the science and what it will do for you physiologically is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling to me. I'm reading it and knock on wood, it's maybe why this overweight guy on a microphone has such good numbers, because we're always wondering why my numbers are so good, because there's one number that's not so good, that when you read the Book of Awe, it explains some of that. It's amazing. Now, I've talked about in next week's podcast, we'll kind of build on the last couple in this one, but they're all 477 so far, all about you, the person behind the camera. Yeah, we do mention gear so often. But when you come to 80 bighorn sheep. And they're just doing what sheep do, which, as you know from previous podcasts, I just have this thing for bighorn sheep. I'm staring at my office wall where I see my first article and cover on bighorn sheep taken back in 81, and I still can remember everything about that. But when you're into that big flock and you see 80, and all of a sudden you go, oh, and you start astroblasting, that's one natural response to the awe that you're feeling being amongst these sheep. And when they accept you as being a rock or a sagebrush or a fence post, you know the overwhelming response that comes into you. You get goosebumps. You get chills. You start having those physiological responses to awe. And if you listen to that, you might take your finger off your shutter release. You should take your finger off that freaking shutter release. And you should take your eye from the viewfinder for a moment. Take it in. Had this experience this last week. Had a good friend with me. And he's really good at what he does. He's a really good shooter. And he summated this entire 3-hour experience with these sheep just swirring around us in a big mass in one great click, where shooting with a 600, Z600 F4 with a 2X, wide open. So that's F11. So I think he had the 1.4 engaged. So he's at 1,680 millimeter. And we have these rams, and the rams are doing that guy thing with the ewes. And they have this, the rams just have this great eyeball. And his shot, the eye is tack sharp. And that's all you see is the eye, part of the ear, which is out of focus, and part of the horn. And that summation of that one photograph of that, all of that, was so spot on perfect. I wish I'd taken it. It was a great shot. So I was thinking about and reading the book, Awe, and a couple of weeks ago on Tuesday night, and the Northern Lights started dancing. And, oh, man, the show was 90 minutes of amazing. Had the camera, the Z8 in the back, going out to shooting a time-lapse video. So I had a Z6-3 with the fisheye on it, and I'm walking around shooting handheld. Yeah, I didn't put it on a tripod. And the way our property faces, it kind of got big openings to the east and to the west. And you can see a little bit of the north. And I'm shooting like crazy. And then I'm out front, and the reds came out in this way that, go to the blog post, you'll see the photo, still absolutely leaves me in awe. And I was just, and then I said, as I'm coming in and I'm looking at the pictures, I go, oh, I know how I'm going to illustrate that podcast. And then I look at the Book of Awe, and what's the cover photograph on the Book of Awe? Northern Lights. You know, it's something that that Tuesday was seen globally, those lights. We, as a global community, something we witnessed, inspired us, and left us in awe. That's what you want to put in your photograph, each and every time. Ah. You folks have a great turkey day. I appreciate you stopping by. Got questions? I'm here for you. And remember to make every click your story.